It is Monday, June 24th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So you ready for Mulberry Mountain again?
I am. I am, actually. I was looking at this list the other day. I know. I've kind of become a little bit of a music festival rat. Is that a thing?
I feel like that's a thing. I guess it could be a thing. I don't know. The first one almost scared Kevin Kinter away. Something about flying objects and...
Oh, from Wakarusa?
Right.
Yeah, that was treacherous.
But this is October 17th through 19th, Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Music Festival. Don't generally get thunderstorms in October.
I went last year, and it was all rainy and flooded.
Oh, dear. Okay, well... Never mind me. Just decide if you want to go.
Maybe
it's just Antoinette.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, they promised more than 36 bands, mm-hmm. which include, of course, Yonder Mountain String Band, Les Claypool's Duo de Twang, which is a side project from Primus, of all things.
Huh.
World Music Practitioners Beats Antique.
I'm excited about this. Iffy Agnihotri Madolker took me to a show with them once, and it was a lot of
fun.
Oh,
that's one of the ones that she loved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lots of fun.
Swampy Southern Rock Outfit, according to Kevin Kinter, J.J. Gray and mm-hmm. Mofro, and songwriter Justin Towns Earl, rising country star Casey Musgraves, if it sounds like they've got a little bit of everything they do.
They do.
Tickets are on sale now at yonderharvestfestival.com. It's $115 for a three-day pass right now, but I believe that goes up as time gets closer.
I believe that's true right now. It's the early bird special or whatever it's called.
So check it out, and you can see Antoinette there.
You can. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.